Welcome, everybody. It is 8 o'clock on the dot. If you're like me, you are jamming along to those Christmas beats. But this is always my favorite time of the year, not just because of the Christmas lights, which we've got some behind me, as you can see, but because of just the gift of giving. It just feels so good to give others really anything. But when you have something like what we have, the gift of giving health is unlike any other gift we could possibly give. So we are just going to talk about Designing Your Extraordinary Life, part three. And if you've been with us for parts one and two, we covered talking about your why, really diving deep and figuring out what your driving force behind your business is, building your lists, getting into action. And then last week we covered the basics of the Gemini comp plan and how to make it work for you. But tonight we are going to follow up with all of those tips and tricks that we have taught in the last two previous segments to really take a deeper dive into prospecting. So we have a very special guest tonight that's going to be joining us. But before I introduce him, I want to tell you guys about our exciting holiday specials for 2020. So we are just going to run through those. If you guys didn't see the emails earlier, we did send emails out to both your customers and members today. So please go back and check your emails for those. But we have some really exciting specials on some of our favorite products, including Remedy 5000. Whenever you have your Remedy 5000 for purchase, whether you're a member or a customer with a new order, keyword is new order, you get a free powder product. So anybody that purchases a Remedy 5000, again, as a new order, you get a free powder product of your choice. And that is live right now through midnight, January 2nd. So you have plenty of time to take advantage of this special and reach out to your prospects and get them on board with getting a free powder product with their Remedy 5000. We've also got half off a powder product with the purchase of a Remedy 2500. And there's no CV or RB on that box product or the canister, but you get the full CV and retail bonus for the Remedy, which is incredible. So again, this is on new orders. And for members, we have those two specials we just spoke about. In addition to half off the Gemini swag shop, if you're not sure how to redeem these specials, again, in the email sent earlier today, there is a step walkthrough video that shows you exactly how to apply all these specials, including this swag special as well. And because it was so popular for Thanksgiving, we decided to bring back the boosted star card bonus. So this is another huge incentive for you guys to make some extra Christmas cash. So you actually earn a $10 star card for every $50 generated in customer sales. Okay. And that is live right now through midnight on January 2nd. Then if that's not enough, I know Jay's clenching his wallet, but we also have the Slay Your Ranks incentive. So there is a solid 10 days left for you guys to rank up to a new rank and get paid that double bonus on your first week floodgate bonus. So this is huge, you guys. You have two different opportunities right now to really maximize your revenue. So I'm just so excited because we have our special guest tonight is Scott Fardulis. If you guys haven't heard from him before, he is extraordinary. He's been in the network marketing arena for over two decades and has also been featured in several popular books in the industry, including The Four-Year Career, the 11th anniversary edition by Richard Bliss Brook, and also the book The Greatest Networkers in the World by John Milton Fogg. He himself has personally built a team of people that spans the globe in 17 different countries with multiple six-figure earners and includes thousands of people in his downline. So we are so fortunate to have him here tonight, Scott, to share prospecting tips with everybody in the field. So without further ado, Scott, welcome aboard to tonight's call.
There we go. Samantha, thank you so much for the introduction. I really appreciate your very kind words. And before I dive in here, is my sound quality coming through okay?
You sound perfect and you look awesome.
Great. Do I have the ability by chance to see the wonderful faces that are joining us tonight or not? It's okay either way, just wondering.
Maybe not. We did switch up our format a little bit just to make sure anybody, but I can select a few lucky participants so you can look at them as well.
Okay. either way is fine. Sure. Just I love to see people. Merry Christmas, everybody. What a great time of year. It's wow. I mean, we're in the final days leading up to December 25th. I love this time of year. You know, for me, it represents a lot of things: peace, joy, happiness. And even when we think that times are tough and you're actually wondering, is there anything really to be peaceful about? I mean, Scott, if you knew I had this on my plate and this on my mind and this challenge and this controversy, how could you find peace, joy, and happiness? Listen, I get it. I want you to know that I can totally relate to about any story that you could possibly drum up or share with me or tell me. And what I love to share with people is that I want to be relatable. I've always built teams of people around the ability to be relatable. And sometimes it feels really tough to be able to do that because you're supposed to be like polished and smooth and like everything's always peachy every day of your life and nothing can ever go wrong, or you're not human and you don't have challenges. If people knew the truth about me, which I'm going to share with you right now because I think it's very relevant, is the more relatable you are. So listen, you can see it on the screen. We're talking about building relationships with people 101. I like that term better than anything else. You know, building relationships with people 101, we're talking about that. And if people think you look too good or act too good or you're just too smooth, they're like, nah, that guy's just making up some story, because how could life possibly be that great? And I like to tell it on myself first, because I know that if people go Google my name, they're going to see all kinds of, you know, incredible things and accomplishments, et cetera. But what I really want you to know is what Paul Harvey would say. And you know how he said it. If you're old enough to remember Paul Harvey, he said, and there's the rest of the story. So the rest of the story is, some time ago, I made some pretty risky decisions and they were costly. Nothing to do with the industry of building relationships with people per se. Let's just say I just made a bad set of decisions that led to a house repossession. That's right, a house repossession, foreclosure. Imagine that. So we've been through that. We've been through car repossession. Imagine that, for goodness sakes. I remember it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and I will always remember this. I actually want to remember it because it keeps me very humble. And humility, write this word down, humility is one of the most valuable words you could ever keep in mind as you're building relationships with people. So humility, remembering where you came from, or you'll find yourself on your way back to where you originated. You'll never, in other words, if you don't remember the humble beginnings, you'll have a hard time excelling or progressing through life, because it'll keep hitting you over the head that you're arrogant, or that you're conceited, or you're self-centered, or you're self-righteous. And those are big battles that a lot of people face. I get that. So I always remember these stories that lead me back to humility. And, you know, being told that you have to move out of your house, being told, or actually not even being told, that, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning, I remember the sound of the engine of that flatbed truck that must have been outside somewhere close, and they went up underneath and chained it up and ratcheted it right up on top of that flatbed and got up the next morning, gone, just like that. So when I say I can relate to a lot of things and a lot of people's experiences, it's a true story. And why is that relevant? Because sometimes I think people actually ask this question: well, does this guy who's teaching me or suggesting skills around prospecting or recruiting or building relationships with people, does he even understand or get it? I'd like to think that I do. And so I'm going to share a few things with you that have really helped assist my wife, Julia, and I in building teams of hundreds of thousands of people around the world. Now, it doesn't mean that we're perfect or we've got it all figured out, but listen, when you figure out a secret sauce on something, it's a secret sauce. Have you ever walked into like a really great Italian restaurant or something, Samantha, and you're going, man, this sauce is great. And you ask for the chef and you're like, can you tell me what's in this sauce? And they're like,
that's the secret.
That's the secret. That's what keeps you coming back. So we have a secret too. And it keeps people coming back because they're seeing results. They're seeing advancement in their life, in their business, in their team. And that's what you want in your Gemini business, is to see advancement. So how do we measure that? A lot of times it's based on the size of our team, that it's growing. Last month I had 3 people. This month I have 7. This month I have 7. Next month I have 18. This month I have 18. Next month I have 53, and so forth. So that's one of the measurements that we get. But why will your team grow? Well, it's because you're doing the right thing and you're exemplifying and teaching the right thing. So write this word down, duplication. Duplication, so humility, I ask you to write that word down. I ask you to write down the word duplication. And the first thing I want you to know is that you've got to be bold. Write that down, be bold. Okay, you got to be bold. What do I mean by that? Well, are we not? And I get it. There's different thoughts and feelings and emotions around the topic of holidays this year because of you know what. I don't even like to say the word anymore, because of you know what. And so some people will be around people and some people are not going to be around people. But whether you're Zooming or you're physically with family members and other people, what do people want to chum around about and talk about at the end of the year? How was your year? How was 2020? How did you endure? How did you handle? How did you make do? And what are your goals for 2021? And what are you up to now? You know, those are really popular questions. What are you up to now? And so here's what I mean by being bold. Have you ever been in a social circle where you're meeting people and someone will say, hey, what do you do? And you're almost like dreading it because you're going, well, what do I say? I'm a network marketer. What do I say? How do I explain that away? Will they get it if I tell them that? And so you start sweating. You get the waterfall look under your armpits. You get clammy, sweaty hands. You get cotton mouth under your tongue. And you're standing there and you're waiting for it to be your turn. And people are quickly going around and somebody says, well, I'm a nurse at such and such hospital, or I'm an auto mechanic over at this dealership, or I'm in construction and I do roofing. And someone says, I'm a doctor. And you're thinking, okay, well, what am I exactly? Listen, you are what you are. You know, is it a Dalmatian? I think so, that has spots. A Dalmatian doesn't change its spots. So you're either a Dalmatian or you're not. And if you are one, then that's what you are. You're a Dalmatian. So when I say be bold, here's what I do. I say, I'm a network marketer. Now, the reason I like to put that out there immediately, this is my opinion, okay? You take it for what it's worth for the reasons I mentioned. The reason I like to just say that I'm a network marketer is because if you don't say that, how do you describe that? Does it take you some sentences or a paragraph or an epistle? And before you know it, you're like talking so long, people are like, yeah, yeah, get over it already. If it's that hard to talk about who you are and you don't have a way to describe yourself, why would I want to be that? Or let's change the subject. All of a sudden it's like, well, how about them bears? They're like moving away from you as fast as possible. So yeah, be bold, declare your profession. If someone else is able to say, I'm a nurse, then you should be able to say, I'm a network marketer. And you look at everybody. So here's my posture. Write this down. Posture and confidence. Posture and confidence. If you have posture, it's your poise. It's how you hold yourself. It's your shoulders back. It's your humility. It's the tilt of your head, the twinkle in your eye, the ability to look somebody in the eyes and not have to look away because you're embarrassed or ashamed of something. That's your confidence. So posture and confidence is a big deal. So when I say I'm a network marketer, I can now quickly read my audience. Is there one person that I'm talking to? It's an audience of one. Or am I talking to 3 or 4 people, an audience of that many people? And I quickly scan and I'm looking at people that might be puzzled or that don't even know what that means. And chances are they just hear marketing. But network marketing, maybe they've heard of it, maybe they haven't. But here's what I want to know right up front. What do you know about network marketing? That's what I want to know. That's a great place to start, by the way, because here's the thing. There's 3 possibilities, by the way, and I want you to write these down. What you're really gauging when you're bold with somebody about your profession is you're gauging 3 things. The first possibility that people hear from that is, I have no clue what that means. So write down a response to, I'm a network marketer. One is, I have no clue. Somebody else says, yeah, I know what that is and I don't like it. And if that's the case, I want to know. I want to know if you know what it is or you think you know what it is and you don't like it. So I'll tell you how to handle that in a second. The third possibility is they say, yeah, I know what network marketing is and that's awesome. I want to know that too. So if somebody's clueless, that's fine. I just want to know, okay, that's where I'm starting from with this person. They don't know. Perfect. I get to educate them on network marketing. Isn't that refreshing that I can be their first impression? Key thing, first impressions are really important. Their first impression of network marketing is you. So how are you going to come across now? That's another topic of training too. But if someone says, yeah, I know about network marketing, and then fill in the blanks and they say something negative, then guess what? I want to know what their negative experience is. And I don't shame them from that. I'm like, wow, that's amazing. I'll say with a smile, I'll look at it. Remember, this is posture and confidence. Some people get all like edgy around this. Like they get defensive, like, you know, they'll cross their arms all of a sudden and they'll have to dig their feet in and they furrow their brow and they get all serious. And it's like, well, you just lost again because you're feeding into their negativity, because maybe they're thinking, yeah, network marketers are so serious. They don't know how to laugh or smile. They're always defensive and constantly selling something. If that's their perception, you've got to be the exact opposite of that, but you have to be real at all times. So if they say, yeah, I know what that is, and I'm not really happy about it, I'll say, sounds like you got a story. Tell me about it. See how you do that? You just immediately diffuse. And now what I get them to do is lay all their cards on the table. And I'll say, wow, that's a heck of a circumstance or a situation. I can totally see where you're coming from. Gee, I'm glad I'm not like that. Or I'm glad that I'm not having to deal with those issues that you talked about. I'll find some way to relate to it that makes them feel completely at ease. And my goal is to diffuse them by being different than their description. So all I want them to do is, at the end of the day, if it's just like, man, talking with Scott was awesome. That's not what I was expecting out of this network marketing conversation. He was nice, he was humble, he was cool to talk to, he understood me, he didn't make me feel bad for my negative experience. And I wanna have him reevaluate, because I'm the type of person that they least likely expected off of a negative experience. Does that make sense to everybody? I hope it does. So how about this? Yeah, I know about network marketing and I love it. And I say, wow, sounds like you've had a heck of an experience. Tell me about it. Now, didn't that reaction sound exactly like the one I just said before? Either way, negative or positive, I say, wow, sounds like you've had an amazing experience. Amazingly negative or amazingly positive. You've had an amazing experience. Tell me about it. So my first thing is, I don't tell them anything. I'm not going on the offensive. I'm not getting my hair all bent out of shape. As you can see, that's been a problem for me. I'm not getting any of that stuff. I am diffusing everything by letting them talk first. Good, bad, or indifferent, I let them throw down the cards first. Isn't that a good place to start? So here's what I do next. You want to know what I do next? I take that information, whatever it is, and I simply ask a question. Now you're going to want to, this is being recorded, but you're going to want to write this down. I'm going to go slow. So this next thing has earned me a lot. Not making any income claims. I'm just saying I've earned a couple pennies. How's that sound? I've earned a couple pennies on this response. So I will say something like this. Can I ask you a question? That's my response. So rather than boom, I'm like talking. I don't talk unless I get permission. So write this down. Don't say another word without permission. Literally write that down. Don't say another word without permission. So now I'm in a conversation. I just ask him to tell me a story. And the whole time, this is what you got to do. So see how I'm leaning forward right now? Sorry, if I know I'm not the most handsome guy in the world, but I'm leaning forward to make a point. So I lean forward because energy leaning backwards is negative. Energy leaning forward is positive. So I come toward them. If they're telling me a negative story, I lean in. Like, you've got my attention. I am interested. I'm not thinking about whatever. I am like right here. I'm looking them in the eyes. And no matter what their story is, good or bad, I'm shaking my head because I want to be in agreement with their experience. Doesn't mean I agree with their beliefs, but I'm in agreement with their experience. Like, yeah, I see your point. That's terrible. Or that's phenomenal. What an incredible outcome for you. Congratulations. That's amazing. And then I say, can I ask you a question? And I might even squint my eyes, turn my head, look at them a little bit more intently. Can I ask you a question? And almost every single time, they'll say yes. Sure, go ahead. Absolutely. Fire away. What's your question? notice what I did. I broke down all the barriers. I made them feel important. All the attention's on, I haven't even said anything yet. I'm asking questions. They've done all the talking. And after they've done all the talking, notice I'm going to get them to talk even more. Can I ask you a question? See, write this down. The person asking the questions is always the winner. The person asking the questions is always the winner. The person doing the talking is always the loser. So if you want to win at prospecting, recruiting, building up relationships, then you have to learn to be an unbelievable question asker. That's what you have to be. You have to be like second to nobody else on the planet when it comes to asking questions. So the whole time, notice my whole thing is asking questions. So when I say, tell me a story, I'm getting them to talk. When they're done, I'm in agreement with them, right? I leaned forward, I nodded my head. And now I say, can I ask you a question? That was a really amazing story. And they go, sure, what's your question? And I say, are you happy doing what you're doing? Or by chance, are you looking for something? Maybe even a little adventurous, exciting, thrilling, edgy, maybe even a little risky or bold. Is that you, or have I misread you? And then write this down, zip it. So see how after I asked them permission, they said yes. And then I asked them another question coming up on the heels of a statement. You know, this whole time you've been talking, it leads me to another thought. Are you happy doing what you're doing? Or is it possible that you're looking for something? Maybe a little edgy, thrilling, adventurous, risky. Do I have you pegged correctly? Or have I misread this? And then that's when you zip it. By this time, if you've done this correctly, you've done your job well, the most valuable thing you will ever, ever, if you've ever seen The Office, any Office watchers out there ever seen The Office, you'll remember a scene. No matter what, under any circumstances, remember that scene? And it's like this right now, no matter what, always remember this portion is the most important piece of being a professional network marketer. This piece right here. There's other things. Nothing is more valuable than what I am expressing to you right now. You want to know why? Because here's the difference between an okay, mediocre network marketer in Gemini and an extraordinary, exceptional, classy, professional Gemini network marketer. You know what it is? It's the ability to have that posture and confidence, be bold about who you are and what you do, and learn how to ask the right questions. I lump all that. This is titled Prospecting 101. You know what I've just taught you in reality is relationship skills 401. Relationship skills 401. So I would liken that to be this right here. No matter what, the most important and valuable thing you'll ever learn is to get a PhD in social skills. Write that down. Write down, I will have a PhD in social skills. Just make a declaration of it. So if you learn this, you are like 90% all the way to scoring a touchdown. The rest of the information is just filling in the blank. But here's the difference. I said this, that is a descriptive difference, but here's the physical difference, because all of this relates into your extraordinary ability to be magnetic and to prospect appropriately and to grow your team and to recruit and to sponsor and enroll people into your Gemini business. You want to be a sponsor and you want to be an enroller. That's what professionals do. And when people say, well, Scott, how many people do you think you've personally enrolled into network marketing? And at this point, it's an uncountable number, but I can tell you that personally, and I'm not talking about running ads or throwing stuff up on social media, not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying this is just hello, my name is Scott, those kinds of relationships. And doing what I just taught you right now, just by doing that, the answer is over 600 people. So it's not like that's a world record. So I'm not looking for wows or anything like that. It's just, but it is a number, right? I mean, 600 people is 600 people. And again, that's just from being kind and learning how to handle. Now I've blown up a lot of those relationships, admittedly, but by doing that, that's how I've learned what I'm sharing with you right now. So my special, if you said, Scott, what's your specialty as a network marketer? This is it. I am teaching you something that I have mastered, like absolutely mastered. If there's a way to find out if someone is able to join me or you or us or we, it's by teaching you how to do that. So I hope this has made all the sense in the world on Prospecting 101. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all of you. It's a blessing to be with all of you. And Samantha, thanks for having me on tonight to be part of tonight's conversation, Mindset Monday.
Thank you, Scott. This is unbelievable. You should see my notes page. Look at this. I've got a whole bunch of notes. Wow. I'm speechless. So I love this. This perfectly just goes hand in hand with everything else that we've been talking about. Ironically, next week's topic is about being bold. So what a perfect, and we didn't even coordinate that. So I just love, I'm really speechless. Wow. That's all I have to say. But Jay, I know you've got something to say, definitely, for sure. Scott, thank you so much. I really appreciate you, and I know everybody else does too. But let's just leave it to Jay to wrap up tonight's call. I hope you guys have a bunch of notes, and we'll have the replay available tomorrow for you guys.
Scott, that was really, really good. Love it every time I get to talk to you, which I talk to you daily now. So I always got my notebook out. But anyway, y'all listen to what he said. I'm telling you, it's really good information. If you want to not only change your own life, but change a lot of other lives, listen to it. It's really easy to do. People want to hear you talk. They want to talk about themselves, not hear you talk about yourself. So it is so, so, so true. So anyway, Scott, thank you so much for being on. What I want to just tell everybody is, you know what? We've got an incredible holiday coming up. It's Christmas, the birth of our Lord and Savior. Yeah, I just want to tell you, be with your family. Think of everything that you're thankful for. Just know, it's going to be a special year. Let's have a wonderful time with our family. Be as good as you can, try and change some lives, bring as many people to health, wealth, and bring them to Christ. But anyway, I always like to talk about that, but especially right now, Christmas time, I want to tell everybody Merry Christmas. Love you. God bless. Good night. And we will see you soon. Have a wonderful Merry Christmas.